Welcome back to another Lookout News Roundup for the week of April 10th. I'm your host, Joseph Darius Jafari, Editor-in-Chief of Lookout, the Southwest's only source for accountability news for the LGBTQ plus community. Let's go ahead and get into it. In Phoenix, the city council is moving closer to approving an ordinance that could criminalize giving out food and providing basic medical care in public parks. The proposal builds on a policy passed late last year, but goes even further, adding food distribution to the list of restricted activities and placing strict limits on when and where services can happen. Under the new rules, groups would just be capped at 2 permits per park each month. The ordinance also defines medical care pretty broadly, including anything involving needles or syringes, and would ban the distribution of clean needles entirely, with only narrow exceptions. Critics say the policy directly targets harm reduction workers and outreach groups who serve people experiencing homelessness and those who use drugs, and public health experts warn the consequences could be severe. Outreach workers say they've identified more than 100 hepatitis C cases through park-based testing in recent months and argue that cutting off access to clean supplies and testing could lead to outbreaks of HIV, increased overdoses, and preventable deaths. Some advocates put it even more bluntly, warning that if the ordinance passes, the city should expect to see more people die. City officials say the goal is to keep parks safe and organized, but critics say the city failed to consult medical providers or community groups before drafting the policy and are now urging council members to reconsider before a final vote expected in May. Meanwhile, a new political fight over the 2020 election is escalating in Arizona. Republican Senate President Warren Peterson has formally asked the U.S. Department of Justice to investigate Attorney General Chris Mays and Secretary of State Adrian Fontes. He's accusing them of obstruction tied to an ongoing dispute over access to voter data and subpoenas connected to election reviews. Both Mays and Fontes have pushed back, arguing they are following the law and protecting sensitive voter information. The move marks the latest chapter in a years-long effort by Republican officials to revisit and challenge aspects of the 2020 elections, despite repeated findings that there was no widespread fraud. In South Tucson, an immigration enforcement action is drawing scrutiny after an ICE agent used pepper spray on a group of community observers. Witnesses say the group was monitoring the operation when the agent deployed the spray, hitting multiple people. Advocates say the use of force was unprovoked and reflects a broader pattern of aggressive tactics during immigration enforcement. The incident has sparked renewed calls for transparency and accountability from federal agencies operating in local communities. On the Navajo Nation, election season is officially underway. Candidate filing has opened for the nation's upcoming elections, and officials have moved the primary date up to July 21st. That would match the state's new primary date, which was changed this legislative session to account for overseas voting for service members. The shift shortens the campaign window and could reshape how candidates organize and reach voters across the largest tribal nation in the country. Finally, with local news, a new ballot initiative is aiming to protect public education funding by putting it directly into the state constitution. Supporters say the measure is a response to years of expanding school voucher programs and legislative decisions that have redirected funding away from public schools. If approved by voters, the proposal would create stronger legal protections for public education funding moving forward. At the national level, the American Medical Association is reaffirming its support for gender-affirming care, pushing back as political attacks on transgender healthcare continue to intensify across the country. Medical experts say the science is clear that gender-affirming care is evidence-based and can be life-saving. The move comes after the New York Times published a piece that cast questions on the science and rigorous studies of the care. As a result, lawmakers in multiple states are continuing to pass restrictions, creating a widening gap between medical consensus and public policy. In Iowa, a federal appeals court has allowed the state to enforce a sweeping law restricting books and LGBTQ plus topics in kindergarten through sixth grade classrooms. The law requires schools to remove certain materials and limits how LGBTQ identities can be discussed. Supporters say it gives parents more control over education, but critics argue it censors information and targets LGBTQ students and families. The ruling could influence similar laws being considered in other states. And in New York City, a beloved queer bookstore in Manhattan, the Bureau of General Services Queer Division, has been saved after a last-minute push from the community and another queer bookstore in Bushwick stepped in. Faced with the possibility of closing, supporters and patrons of Hive Mind Books in Brooklyn rallied to raise funds and keep the store open. The effort highlights both the financial challenges facing LGBTQ cultural spaces and the role community support plays in preserving them. And finally, the fight over transgender students' rights is continuing to escalate nationwide. Courts and policymakers are increasingly weighing in on how federal civil rights laws apply to transgender students, including issues like access to bathrooms, sports, and medical care. This is after the federal government under the Trump administration removed itself from defending transgender youth in court over discrimination and civil rights cases. The outcome of these battles could reshape how protections are enforced in schools across the country for years to come. That's it for the Lookout News Roundup for this week. You can get this exact roundup every week in your inbox, along with more news, by subscribing to Lookout by going to lookoutnews.org and clicking on our membership button to subscribe for free. Until next week, stay safe, stay informed, and look out for each other.